Hi there, this is Shanda Sumter from Heartcore Woman. And the reason why I wanted to do this call today is because many of you guys are struggling with just junk. I just call it junk, like stuff that's just getting in the way of you succeeding in your business, whether that be procrastination or perfectionism, or you just really don't have a clue on what you should be doing. And so it's just freaking you out, and you're not being able to take that next step forward. I have received, I don't know, probably hundreds of emails in the last 45 days of just people asking questions on how do I create my purpose? How do I market my business online? How do I create, you know, products, and how do I price those products so that people want them? And who's my ideal client? And then on top of it, how do I know, Shanda, that you're a good person to work with? Or how do I know that the person that I'm currently studying with is a good person to work with? Because the noise out there is so crazy loud with all the product launches and just your choices and teachers on who you can work with, that, let's face it, it gets really confusing out there. And so all of those questions, of course, I can't answer them all one by one. I just really looked through them and made a decision that today I was going to create an MP3 file for you, a training, a recording of 5 strategies to get over your junk that you can start with immediately. Because once you clear the space for yourself, then you just, you know, as a woman, as a queen, you have the ability to be able to really use your intuition to guide you to make the right decisions as far as what's your next step in business. And although I work with a mentor myself, my mentor works with a mentor, I obviously very much walk my talk as far as I think that there's a lot of power in working with a coach and working with a mentor. So this in no way is going to, you know, go against that model for your business, because I think it's the smartest thing you could do. But if you can't even make a decision on who to work with, or you are just having a really hard time not knowing how to get through challenging times, then, you know, you're pretty much just treading water, and I'd like to help you get over that today. So this recording is not going to be very long. It's probably going to be about 15 minutes, so you can get on with your day, but it's going to be profound and powerful. And it is going to give you tips that and things that you can just apply right now, that if you are completely committed to having a life of prosperity and freedom, then I suggest that you stop multitasking if you are, you know, turn away from your computer and just listen to this message and grab out a piece of paper and pen so that you can just jot down the things that you're committed to applying starting immediately. So there's going to be 5 things that I'm going to cover today. And we're going to start with 1, and that is, how do you overcome challenging times? So whether or not you've got a situation where you've got lack of money, lack of time, no support to help you in your business or your life, or, you know, like I said, you just have no idea what the heck you're doing and you just need some guidance. So wherever your quote-unquote challenge is with moving forward, I want to talk to you a little bit about how ultra-successful people deal with challenges. And that is, when a challenging time comes up, you typically retract. You retract into a smaller version of yourself. And at that point, as a woman, you do not have access to your intuition. You don't have access to the thoughts that are coming into your space in order to give you a solution or help you make a decision to move forward. Now, I always say we have a direct dial-up to God, to the universe, and those are in the form of your thoughts. And if you think that you control your thoughts, just try and stop them from coming. You can't. Your thoughts are being streamed to you constantly as a download. And when you are completely chaotic in your mind and you are just stressed out to the gills, or you're just, you know, you're just attached to an outcome, that is really challenging for you to get a clear beat on, then, you know, it's important for you to be able to learn how to open up so that you can access the thoughts that you want to choose to create the solutions in your life. So, for instance, you know that if you're stressed about money, that you are in fear and you are starting to retract. And what that looks like is you start getting frustrated, you start getting short with people, I see some of my clients when they first start coaching with me and they're stressed about money because, you know, you move out of that fear pretty quick, is that you start to demand that you need to make money like now, like yesterday, and there's no more time left. And so what happens is you just make bad decisions under those circumstances. My invitation to you is that when you feel yourself retracting, that you expand. It's like imagine a light dimming in the dark. That's what you're doing. And in order for clients to find you, in order for you to make more money, in order for you to be more impactful in the career that you choose to operate, you need to shine your light as bright as possible. So here's the strategy for dealing with your challenges. When you notice that you're starting to retract, you're dimming your light, I want you to ask yourself the question, what is my opportunity to give here? What I mean by that is that challenges are like an SOS flare for that there is something in the space right now that if you can see it, which you're not going to see it if you're focused on the challenge, the stress, you're retracting, you don't have the ability to access the thought, that the SOS flare goes up with the challenge that says there's something in the space that has an opportunity to take you outside of your comfort zone, which is a good thing. We talk about this in the inner circle in a big way, about how to actually expand yourself out of your comfort zone so that you can make more money, you can access more clients, you can create the products you want, you can have even the love relationship you're looking for. So when things are closing in on you, ask yourself that question, and you'll just watch the miracle that starts to occur. Ask yourself the question as many times as you have to when you're in a situation that is creating a retraction in your life. It could be in a love relationship, it could be in your business, it could be anywhere, because that skill set is going to translate into your business immediately. So ask yourself the question, what is my opportunity to give here? And then obviously execute on it once you see it. Number two, you must increase your standard of your life. So this really comes down to some teachers teach it in be, do, have. Otherwise, the reason why I said the way that you are in one area of your life is the way that you are in every area of your life. Be, do, have means that if you want to have something in your life, you have to be it already. I'm going to take it out of being so esoteric and give you some really tangible tips here so that you can really, you know, access this in your business. But, you know, so if you want to have something, you have to be a certain, you have to hold a certain standard of the way that you deal with your decision making, the way that you show up for work, the way that you just shine your light. You have got to be a certain series of characteristics in order to have what it is that you want. The be, do, have is being it. Then you go into action. Your actions, the quality of your actions come out of the way you're being, your thoughts, how you think about things. And then you have the result based on those first two steps. So here's the question to ask yourself. What is it that you want to have in your business? What's the result you want to have? Then ask yourself, who already has this that I know of in the world? It could be a celebrity. It could be somebody in your network. It could be a coach. It could be an author. It could be anybody. Like the landscape is completely open for you to choose. Who do you think? And I've had clients say to me before, well, Shanda, I don't know them personally, so I don't know if they actually have this. That doesn't matter if you don't know them personally. Who do you perceive has what it is that you want to have? If you don't know, go to Google or go to YouTube, actually, and do a search in YouTube that has your keywords around it. So if you want to be a multimillionaire, Google multimillionaires. If you're a woman, which you are if you're listening to this, Google women multimillionaires. and see who shows up. If you want to be a vet, if you want to be a veterinarian, go to YouTube and do a search on top female veterinarians and watch some of their YouTube videos and decide who are they being? Like, what type of a woman is this that has the result that I want to create? Then I want you to list out their top characteristics. What are their top three characteristics that you perceive that the person who has the result that you want embodies? Then I want you to ask yourself, where do I have a breakdown in my life that these characteristics are not being embodied? So, for instance, if you feel that to be a successful coach, that you must be highly organized, if that's one of the three characteristics that you feel that the person that embodies the characteristics that you need to have the result that you are looking to have in your life, then you need to look at your life and say, what is not organized in my life? Is my closet not organized? Is my desk not organized? Are my taxes not organized? Where am I not being organized? Because you cannot trick your belief system. Look, the way that you're going to receive, which is what women do, receive the life that you're wanting, receive the amount of money that you're wanting to put in your bank account so you can make a bigger difference in the world, really comes down to what you believe you deserve to have. And so if you're out of alignment with your higher self that believes that you need to have these certain characteristics, the information, the guidance that your higher self is giving you, that you need to have in order to receive these benefits in your life, if you're out of alignment with that anywhere in your life, then you deep down do not believe you deserve that result. Therefore, we all know how we can sabotage ourselves with the procrastinations and with the perfectionism and with whatever it is that you can put in that blank that takes you out from receiving the goals that you're looking to receive in your life. So go ahead and do that step. Now here's step three. You are a queen, not a princess. Often I see women show up, and I mean this from the compassion of my heart. As a woman, you need to ask yourself, are you looking at your business? Even if you're at the very beginning of your business or you're a veteran, you've been in your business for a long time and you're just listening to this because you're ready to move the junk and have the results you want. Are you being a princess in your business or are you being a queen? A princess, we all know, a princess is pretty much a prima donna. You're wanting everybody to handle things for yourself. You're wanting the challenging times to just go away. You don't want to put in the work. You don't want to give up your time. You know, let me give you a really quick analogy here. You must give in order to receive. Whether that's, you know, like I was saying in step one of this around a challenging time, what is the opportunity for me to give here? In order for you to receive anything in life, you're going to have to either give your time, give your resources, give your courage forward, give your expertise. You're going to have to give in order to receive. A princess pretty much wants to cry in the corner about the things that she does not want to give, but she definitely wants to receive. And so she's not willing. And so I'm asking you, where have you not been willing to look at within yourself, within your business, that really needs your attention, does not need to be put on the back burner anymore, needs your attention for you to be able to handle it so that you can step into being a queen. A queen, and that's the transition right there, a queen completely takes care of herself so that she does not run out of energy, time, resources to be able to run her company or run her country, which is your company and your list of ideal clients. A queen doesn't run herself into the ground. So I wanted to share this with you because, and this is a whole program in its own, but I wanted to share this with you because often women multitask to the point where they take care of everybody else and they run themselves into the ground. And so half of what will give you access to your intuition and your decision-making and the steps that I've articulated out before this step is you stepping into owning your queenism right now. So what does that look like? I want you to write on a card three things that make you instantly happy. For me, it is listening to classical music in the house with the candles on, and preferably with nobody in the house with me. And I know as long as I get to do that, you know, once a week or once every 2 weeks, I feel energized. I feel like I've had my alone time. Another thing that is really important to me to feel happy is to be able to read at night in bed without my fiance, without anybody around me, to just have my time to be able to read and connect with myself. That quality that I put into my life allows me to feel full. It allows me to actually operate like a queen in my life. So what are your three things that you must have in your life that brings happiness to you right away? Now, I just want to add a disclosure to this. Part of this is raising your vibration. So I invite you out of those three things to pick something that is high energy. Like, for instance, it might be putting on Lady Gaga and dancing in your bedroom for a couple minutes would actually bring up your vibration to make you feel happy. Or it could be going for a walk in nature, or it could be going and playing with your puppy down at the beach, something that makes you happy. Write that list out and put it on an index card, those little cue cards that you can buy at Michael's or any craft store. Write happiness magnet on the top of that index card and have your three things on that. Whenever you are feeling that your energy is low and you're acting like a princess, I would like you to have that card in your purse at all times, pull it out, and make a commitment that you will do one of those three things immediately. So even if you're at work, you could throw Lady Gaga on some headphones. It might require you to keep headphones in your purse so that you can pop it into your computer and listen to Lady Gaga without anybody knowing, so it can instantly shift your attention. So be a queen, don't be a princess. The fourth thing is make a decision who you're serving in the world. This is what we call your tribe in marketing. It's your ideal client, your tribe, your community, the people that you're serving. Who are you serving on the planet? Make that decision. If you're indecisive about that, I invite you to come into my inner circle or one of my coaching programs that are coming up. We're going to be releasing our VIP coaching program to our wait list in the next couple weeks. If you're not on our wait list right now, go to heartcorewoman.com/blog. Click on the coaching link at the top of the page, and you'll see an email there to send us an email to get on the wait list. I highly suggest it because there's definitely a limited amount of people who can be in that program, and I know that some of the programs are actually already filled up for 2012. And so I want you to get that spot if that's what you're interested in. So go and send us an email and just say, put me on the wait list. So, but if you're not clear about who your tribe is and who you're serving, you got to get clear. So ask yourself, you know, a basic question on who do I want to help in this world? Who do I want to serve? Who do I want to take care of? Because your niche, and listen to the word, your niche, and some people say niche, equals rich. If you are broad, you will be broke. So if you're unclear about who you're serving and how to serve them, then you are going to be broke. Because in the world of marketing, which really is number five tip that I want to talk to you about, in the world of just what we live in, you must know how to market a good idea. Because a good idea, and they will come, has not happened to anybody that I've ever met on this planet. So let me ask you a question. If you think that you have a great idea right now, but nobody is finding you and nobody's buying your products and services, then I rest my case. If you don't understand who you're serving, nobody knows who to come to. They don't know how to find you. And the fifth tip, or the fifth strategy for getting over your junk, is to learn to market your idea. Get some clarity on how to speak to your tribe, so that you can market to them and they can actually find you. Shine your light super bright so that people know how to find you and do what you love and prosper. So I hope that you enjoyed these 5 strategies for getting over your junk. I hope you go and re-listen to this again and make sure that you really take notes and you put it into action. And I guarantee you that this is a large part of many of your roadblocks to actually being able to create the prosperity that you're looking for in your life. So this is Shanda Sumpter with Heartcore Woman. And from my heart to your heart, I hope that you prosper today.